American Idol's David Archuleta is joining us on the line right now. Happy New Year, David.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't time fly? Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah. lots of family, and we brought a whole bunch of family in for the holidays to celebrate, and had a good time. There's nothing like being with family.
Yeah. Did you do like I did and just totally overeat? You just eat way too much food?
Oh, well, I always eat too much, so that's a problem I have. I just keep eating. People are like, oh, do you? Because they think I'm just small and stuff, but then they see me eat, and I'm like, oh man.
So do you get right into the holidays then? Like, do you decorate and sing carols around your place? What did you do? What's the highlight for you?
I kind of like Christmas caroling. I think it's kind of fun. I mean, we don't really do it as much anymore, but when we were little kids, me and my siblings, we'd just go visit people, and we'd go like hospitals and stuff and sing there and just to, you know, sing Christmas songs and stuff, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm. We used to do that actually as kids, and it was, I think that was probably one of the most fun things, was to see people's faces light up when you go down the halls. They can hear you singing, and then when you get to their doorway or whatever, you know, they've got just such a big smile on their face. So you're starring in Fox's New Year's Eve live show. The broadcast is happening. It's happening across the country, right? In Vegas and New York. So where will you be? What are you doing for the show?
I'm going to be in Las Vegas. So okay. I'll be at the Mandalay Bay there, performing a couple of new songs from a new album, The Other Side of Down. And yeah, it'll air New Year's Eve, like 11:30 at night on Fox. Mm-hmm.
Are you old enough to gamble yet or no? Are you going to be sneaking away?
Gambling's never really been my interest. I'm more into the buffets when I'm in Las Vegas. Anyway, you know, like I said, I love food, and I always get excited because they have so much food there.
Now, I mean, I guess, so you're still quite young, and you probably haven't had many wild New Year's Eves yet, but what do you normally do for New Year's Eve aside from performing for the world? Do you have any memories from past New Year's Eves?
I remember, I guess fireworks, you know, just watching, nothing too fancy or anything. We'll just watch the fireworks on TV and, or outside, you know, it's just, I guess I keep things pretty simple. One of the ones I remember the most was being able to watch the fireworks. And we were just me and my grandma just sitting there looking outside the window and seeing the fireworks. So it was kind of, you know, just kind of nice. I'm just really close with my grandma, so I don't know. I guess that's not like exciting party and stuff. But you know, that's for some reason what I remember.
Well, I mean, it is part of the holidays, right? And spending time with loved ones is kind of what you do. So that seems, you know, that seems fitting for what you would do for New Year's. You know what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be watching Fox's New Year's Eve live show.
Cool.
That's pretty wild.
Awesome. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
I will. David Archuleta, stick around. We're going to get back to the music. When we come back, we are going to talk about your new album that's out. More with David Archuleta right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
David Archuleta joining us on Top of the Charts. You mentioned your new album. It's called The Other Side of Down. What can we hear on that? What's the vibe? What's the tone of the whole album?
Well, it's an album that I got a lot more involved with the writing and stuff. So a lot of just the concepts and like ideas and thoughts are my own thoughts and my own ideas and things. So it's cool to just kind of have that more, like, be able to tell your own story to people instead of someone else's own, you know, someone else's thought or opinion or idea. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool getting to do that. I mean, it was my last chance to do one as a teen, make an album as a teenager, and I just wanted it to be fun. It's like, you know, I'm not the coolest kid out there. I'm kind of a dork. I'm this weird, awkward kind of kid. I've been kind of known for that. But it's like, well, you know, that's okay. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. And so I wanted to introduce people to David and just show that kind of more fun, light kind of side. We'll still keep it, you know, kind of positive and stuff. I'm happy with how it turned out. So it's been fun getting to perform these songs live for fans and stuff.
We have a lot of artists on the show, and every time I ask this question, especially when the artist is involved in the writing and putting together the album, I never seem to get an answer. Do you have a favorite song from the album?
They're all kind of like your babies in a way. I really like the title track, The Other Side of Down, the songs there, and there's this other one that it's called My Kind of Perfect, and it's just, it's just kind of like talking about wondering who that person's going to be, and just wonder, it's like everyone wanted me to write a love song, it's like, you need more love songs, because that's what people connect to, and that's what people want to hear, and it's like, this album's about me, and I'm not in a relationship, and I've never been in one, so, it doesn't make sense to put them on the album, mm-hmm. so then we just wrote that song, and it's just about, I haven't met that person yet, but, I'll just keep waiting, and for my kind of perfect, so...
Do you find that difficult, though, like being, being famous and you talk about relationships? I mean, we hear that a lot, right, where people sort of want you because you're a celebrity and maybe not for who you are as a person and what you, you would bring to a relationship. Is that something that you've come across in your time or no?
To be honest, it's not really something I've focused a whole lot on yet. I mean, I guess I'm just more concentrated on just the performing and stuff, and not really focused a whole lot on the relationship part of things. I mean, the older I get, the more I should think about it, but just because I do think it's something definitely important. But, up to this point, I haven't really put a whole lot of effort and focus mm-hmm. into it, just because I felt like it's not the right time yet. But, mm-hmm. I'm sure, once you get kind of more into that, get the next gear in life, I'll pay more attention to it and stuff.
And we've got very little time left. Let's shift gears very quickly. American Idol, the new season, is just a couple weeks away. Are you still following the show? Do you watch it and sort of pinpoint mistakes people make or things they could change? Like, are you kind of like a judge at home at all?
I like just watching it and enjoying it and just seeing the performances and admiring, the hard work that they have, that, especially after being on it, mm-hmm. it's a lot more difficult to watch because all the, behind the scenes stuff that goes on and just the stress and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, oh man, I can only imagine what their week must have been like. Mm-hmm. So it's just a completely different way of watching it now, but it's still fun to watch.
Okay, so back to New Year's Eve. The show airs New Year's Eve, of course, on Fox. It's hosted by Nancy O'Dell. David Archuleta, you're performing, several other singing stars, so we'll be sure to check it out. David, can you give us your website address very quickly?
It's davidarchuleta.com, A-R-C-H-U-L-E-T-A, with one T.
And we can get all the updates from you on there. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, Happy New Year, David.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thanks. Take care now. Top of the charts!